Hello, this is Germaine. Welcome to Eternal Good News. There is one living God who created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. We should worship only Him. Some people worship the sun, some people worship the moon, some people worship the stars. Some people worship carved images. Some people worship pictures, icons. Some people worship dead people. Some worship saints. Some worship human science. Some worship riches, possessions, money. Whom do you serve? The one living God who created the heavens and the earth said, as recorded in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 and 4, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourself any carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 and 4. We read also in Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 through 9. "Thus says the Lord, Jehovah, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, Jehovah of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me there is no God. Those who make a graven image, all of them are useless, and their precious things shall not profit. They are their own witnesses. They neither see nor know, that they may be ashamed." Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 through 9. You should not worship an idol. Turn away from idolatry. Seek the living God who created the heavens and the earth. Idolatry is wrong. An idol neither sees nor knows. An idol cannot help you, or save you, or give you eternal life. The living God, Jehovah, created the sun, the moon, and the stars. Worship God. Do not worship the creation. God created the cosmos. Worship the living God. Do not worship science or the creation, Mother Nature. You do not want the wrath of God to come upon you. Listen carefully now to Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 18 through 25. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Yes, we need to come away from idolatry. You do not want God to give you up. Astrology is idolatry. It is God who controls, who rules, not the stars. The idolatry of the Buddhists is a great evil and wickedness that needs to be left behind. We need to serve and worship the living God who created the heavens and the earth. The idolatry of the Hindus is also great evil and wickedness before Almighty God. You need to come away from such abominations. You do not want the wrath of the living God to come upon you. Repent now while you can and seek God and His Word. He has spoken to you in His Word, the Bible. You need to read the Bible and follow the Word of God. God chose the people of Israel to be His chosen people for bringing the Messiah, the King, into the world. God gave His Word, His law, to the people of Israel. God wanted His people Israel to be a righteous people, a clean people. God gave His law through Moses about 3,400 years ago. Listen to the fifth book of the Bible, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, beginning at verse 9, down to verse 15. When you come into the land which Jehovah your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord Jehovah. And because of these abominations, Jehovah your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess listened to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet, like me, from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 through 15. Did you hear that? God does not want people to follow after sorcerers, witches, mediums, spiritists, diviners, soothsayers, those who conjure spells, those who call up the dead, those who interpret omens. These are abominations, evil, wicked. You need to seek the living Almighty God who created the heavens and the earth. God has sent His prophet, as He promised, His Messiah, His Savior, Jesus. God has spoken to us through Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. You need to listen to Him. Will you listen to Him? Then read the New Testament, the New Covenant. We read in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Yes, God has spoken to us through His Son. About 3,400 years ago, God gave the land of Canaan to the people of Israel. Listen to Numbers chapter 33, verses 50 through 52. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, destroy all their engraved stones, destroy all their molded images, and demolish all their high places." Numbers chapter 33, verses 50 through 52. Yes, we can understand that idolatry is wrong. God commanded the people of Israel to destroy the engraved stones and molded images. Listen now to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Do you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Notice, idolaters will not inherit the kingdom of God. It is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14, Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 14. That is good advice for you now. Flee idolatry. Listen also to 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. What will happen to idolaters? Listen to Revelation chapter 21, verses 7 and 8. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation chapter 21, verses 7 and 8. Idolaters will be in hell, in the lake of fire, forever and forever. Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 and 15. Surely you do not want to go there. Repent now and come away from idolatry. We need to seek and worship the living God who created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. It is written in John chapter 4, verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. The good news, my friend, is that Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Messiah Jesus rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Repent, turn away from sin, change your mind and your life, and be baptized, immersed, in the name of Jesus the Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. You can have eternal life, a home in the heavenly, eternal New Jerusalem. Amen. Please write to me. I would like to know about you. Please let me know if you would like a free New Testament, a free Bible correspondence course, or a copy of this message. Please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling.